Good morning. We are with Sam Dapsevich, the Public Information Officer for the Department of Transportation, and Mason Villarma, the Interim Borough Manager for the City and Borough of Wrangell. Today is Monday, December 11th. Sam, could you talk about what is going on with the road work today before the weather hits the area?
Sure. So today our contractor is working to add another 36-inch culvert. They added one last week prior to the storm. This new one will add more capacity for the runoff to make its way down to the ocean. We also had a few debris flow basins constructed on the uphill side of the road, and during the last storm event, on Saturday or Friday night and Saturday, those basins filled up with multiple truckloads worth of runoff debris from the hillside, like silt and mud. And we are emptying those out. I think they may have already been emptied out and trucked off, in preparation of the storm that's coming tomorrow. So today there was the morning up opening. There's going to be an afternoon opening, but the noon road opening is not taking place because of the culvert work. I was told that our next step is going to be to get a 72-inch culvert that we obtained from the Forest Service, and that's going to get installed to even more increase the drainage capability. After that, we're also going to have concrete work going on, so that's going to require that we pour one lane of concrete, and during that time, when there are road openings, they're going to be flagged in one direction at a time, and then we'll move on and do the other lane, because it takes a few days to cure the concrete, and we don't have the ability to do asphalt in this type of weather. We also don't have a plant up and running, but it's too cold to put asphalt down. So that's the plan right now, and we're looking at about 3 weeks to complete this process of rebuilding the roadbed. That is also all weather dependent. If we keep having these storms, in succession, or if it gets really cold, that could change the timeline a bit, but that's what we're looking at right now.
So when the flaggers are there, when DOT, the crews are pouring the concrete, do you have an idea, is that still going to be a permitted time to pass through, or do you know if it
I
people
think
will be able
we'll be working with the city on that,
to? Okay.
because I know that the Wrangell PD has been supervising those openings, from what I understand. And Mason probably has more information on that to add. But right now, I think they're scheduled for 7:30, for noon, and for 4 o'clock, if I remember correctly. That may continue unless the city wants us to change it. But that's where we're at.
Okay, great. Yeah. And for today, the only other available time to pass through for people who have a permit is from 4 to 4:30. And then the road closes tomorrow and possibly Wednesday, depending on the weather, right?
Yeah, we'll see how the hillside is affected by this incoming weather front.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add, any other update for this week, or it just all depends on what happens with the weather?
Well, I thought I'd add that we're still working on getting a drone in place and weather stations in place. The effort on that is continuing, and we hope to have it installed soon. So
Okay. And hopefully within what timeline would you say?
I don't have a timeline on that one. I know that part of it is getting property rights for the drone in a box equipment. And then the other part is getting power to it. I think that's being expedited. They're pushing it along as quick as they can.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Sam.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mason.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So the preliminary damage assessment is today, correct?
That's correct. We actually have Tim Buness and Dorian Sprague going to pick him up right now with the police department vehicles. So yeah.
Okay, and could you talk about the process for what is going to happen today with that?
Yeah, so I think the process still is a bit unclear. They have their own process that they'll basically start today. So we'll pick up folks from both FEMA and the State Emergency Operations Center. We'll have a briefing here when they first get in about what they plan to do. But essentially, at a high level, they'll be assessing the damages and those affected by this, and they'll ask for supporting documentation around the expenses that we've incurred to date. I ran the numbers all day yesterday, and excluding fringe benefits, there's still some work that needs to be done on that. We're at about $480,000, from a borough perspective on what we've incurred to date. Now that figure will be higher as more invoices come in and we get those fringe benefits calculated, but gives folks kind of an idea of the dollars spent on the borough side.
Okay, great. And then what area are you looking at for the damage assessment?
So particularly it's going to be directly the 11-mile slide area. So anything outside of mile marker 11 is out of scope for public assistance. That's the one site that's been approved through the disaster declaration. Now there's a few subcomponents like that, like staging areas, including the Hazel residence and the Alta Peters residence, Aladad. And so all that together will be considered as the 11-mile site, but there are a few other areas that will be included under the public's assistance scope. So, to broaden that, there's certain categories that we use in the public or the preliminary damage assessment. There's category A, which is debris clearing and removal. There's category B, which is emergency procedures. And then the only other relevant category to our public assistance declaration is category F, which is utility replacement. So we're kind of working through each of those different categories, and that's what they'll be analyzing. They'll be looking at, obviously, they'll see the site for themselves, but they'll look at the supporting documentation around each of those categories and the expenses incurred, and basically assess the validity and the reasonableness of each of those expenditures.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about, the zone for this week's upcoming weather?
Yeah, so I mean, I think Sam kind of hit it on the head there, but anticipate, a quarter to a half inch of rainfall overnight with 1 to 2 inches tomorrow. There are high winds, 40 mile per hour gusts, up to 60 mile per hour on the ridges on the tops of the mountains. So just to inform the public that the last time to pass through the 11-mile site is 4 to 4:30 today. Just prepare yourself for ongoing road closures. It's certainly Tuesday will be closed, potential that Wednesday would be closed as well, just given how long the storm front might be around. So I just caution folks, and I'd also like to comment on some of the procedures we're taking to post disaster to improve for the next response. We've been working with Lisa Bush and the Sitka Science Center on potentially putting a platform panel similar to the Sitka landsliderisk.org. And that basically has a risk assessment based on the weather conditions and other variables that the public can access at any time to see what the risk for landslides are given the current scenario. And it also kind of points out within the website, has a LiDAR map of low risk locations, moderate risk, and then high risk locations. So I think that'll be a really, really useful tool for borough residents moving forward. It's going to take some time to get up, but we've just been talking about getting a preliminary meeting set up, and that will work in conjunction with revitalizing our emergency operations plan or hazard mitigation plan. So we've got a lot to do to prepare for the next thing. And our Nixville registration has significantly increased, about 167% over the last 2 weeks. So that's fantastic, and really grateful for the folks that have signed up. We still want to get 75% of the borough by April if we can do that. So that's one of our goals. But yeah, we went from like 280 subscribers up to 747. So pretty quick increase, and happy to see that. So just stay posted for further notices. I think the road closures are uncertain at this time, definitely Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. And I understand there's another storm front moving in potentially Thursday. So we'll just have to play it by ear, but do your best to be prepared for the inclement weather.
As Sam mentioned before, in my question about the flaggers, when the concrete is being poured, do you have an idea if that will, if the road will be open for anybody, or if it still will be just permit holders?
It will not be open for everybody. We'll still be doing the permit holder application for this. I know my understanding is they'll be pouring concrete on one lane each time that they pour concrete. That way, one lane's open for emergency access or for those permit holders. And then it takes about 3 days or more for that concrete to cure. So it's a lengthy process, but I think that's the best path forward for now. We don't want any undue stress and traffic out there. So just really keeping those lanes available for the folks that need it out there, trying to prevent any of the looky-looing. And there's a lot of pictures and videos on our website for folks that are curious on what's going on out there. And Casey's done a phenomenal job as PIO and sharing some of that. So
Yeah. And that all depends on the weather, of course, too, with the concrete pouring.
And I think, the Wrangell Police Department will work in conjunction with the flaggers to assist and in that process. Like we said, we don't really know what the schedule is going to look like, but we'll get it out as soon as we possibly can.
Great. Do you have any other updates you'd like to add?
Nope, just want to, thank everybody for their patience and preparedness as this next weather front moves in, and just really grateful for all the city staff and volunteers that have aided in this recovery effort, and we're moving in the right direction.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sam and Mason.
Yeah, thank you, Colette.